What is going on, everybody? This is Mike Hughes, and you're listening to Mike on the Mic, an Everything Chicago Sports Related podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm dying. Oh, man, I have a sinus infection or a sinus headache, whatever it is awful. The right side of my teeth hurt, the right side of my head hurts. I was, TMI, for anybody that doesn't want to hear it, skip 15 seconds forward. I was throwing up earlier. I mean, just horrible. But I found a nice little window. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the night, the rest of the week. If I improve, if I get worse, who knows? But as of right now, we're okay. So I wanted to make a video because we have things to talk about, man. We have things to talk about. But for anybody else not feeling well, I do suggest Mucinex, Benadryl, Tylenol, whatever you need to take, your over-the-counter medicine. If it gets that bad, go to the doctor, because I've heard this is going around in Chicago all week long because of the 70-degree weather, because of the rain, because of the snow, because of Chicago is literally just a roller coaster of emotions right now from a weather perspective. So if you are feeling this kind of feeling as well, you are not alone. So definitely make sure you get after that. I want to give a shout out to my boys. Last night I couldn't make it to the game because I was sick. Prime time, Kevin Lapka, James Morgan, and my dogs are now 4-0, and myself are now 4-0. The best part about going 4-0. The chance to go 5-0. Come on, baby. Let's get it. We have two more weeks of the regular season, and then our flag football team will be headed to the playoffs. Lakeshore Drive's very own. We on LSD. We gonna win the championship. It's gonna be beautiful. So definitely be on the lookout for that. But it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited. We played a little baseball yesterday before I started not feeling well in the morning, which was good to get out there and just play some catch, hit some balls. But with that being said, man, let's get into today's episode. We're a little behind. If you haven't checked out already, the Craig Council to the Cubs video just dropped last night. But we've been doing content about that since Monday at noon when it happened. Literally immediately went to Wrigley Field and I made a video. And crazy enough, I actually got interviewed by ABC7 and asked about the Craig Council signing. So that was pretty cool. I'm a part of Cubs history now from a media standpoint. But it's going to be cool, man. It's going to be cool. I got a new article out on it. You can check it out on Substack on Chicago State of Mind. So go on the app Substack for all your article needs. It is free. You do not get charged for Substack. You can type in Chicago State of Mind and you will find my article pinned at the very top. Chicago Cubs hire Craig Council. It's going to be a lot of fun. Please check that out. Please show that some love. But let's get into the episode. Like I said, Montez Sweat, about a week ago, got extended by Ryan Poles immediately after trading a second round pick in 2024 for him to the Washington Commanders. Chase Young is obviously going to the San Francisco 49ers for a 2024 third round pick. We're just handing out star pass rushers, I guess. But it's interesting. It is interesting. A four-year, $98 million deal. A little under $25 million a year. I'm excited. I am excited. I think Bears fans should be excited. I think there was a small overpay for the 27-year-old. 6'6", 35.5 sacks in his career. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. 9 forced fumbles. I mean, he's somebody that you want on this team. And don't forget, 2020, one of the best defenses in the league alongside Chase Young and Ron Rivera. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what the Chicago Bears have the potential to do with him. Now, we saw what happened against the New Orleans Saints. The Chicago Bears obviously fell in that game. We might do a recap on that, but we do have a short week, so we might just recap both games tomorrow night. They're obviously playing against Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. Justin Fields, again, is doubtful. Tyson Bagent is likely going to be QB1, but the Bears lost against the Saints 24-17. It was a lot closer of a game than you thought, but its turnovers and penalties were just awful. 8 penalties on the Bears versus 1 against the Saints. Tyson Bagent with 3 interceptions. Just not the day you want. Not the day you want. But Tyson didn't look awful. Tyson had his moments where I said, man, he's making elite throws. He's really getting the ball to his receivers, getting the ball out quick, first and foremost, continuing that. And I think it's a beautiful process. But talking about Sweat, getting into it, having a conversation, what does this mean for the organization moving forward? And more importantly, what does this mean for two individuals in Justin Fields and Jalen Johnson? I want to pose that question to you guys really quick. I want to lob it up. I want you guys to slam dunk it with your thoughts. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know on TikTok at theshy.kid what you guys think about the Sweat contract, what it means for the team moving forward. Here's my issue. Not an issue. I guess it's not an issue. I really don't care either way, as long as we start winning games. But if I'm Jalen Johnson, I am furious. I requested a trade right before the deadline. Hey, if you're not going to extend me, trade me. Didn't do that. Then you're going to have a conversation with me and say, hey, you know the guy we traded for at the deadline instead of trading you? Yeah. We just extended him and made him one of the highest paid pass rushers in all of football. Not the highest, but one of. Top 10 for sure. If I'm Jalen Johnson, I'm steaming. I'm hot. Now, it can be resolved very quickly. Don't get it twisted. You know, when you get slid that paper, it very quickly changing of the tune. You know what I mean? Very quickly changing of the tune. You know, if they just offer him the contract that he wants, I'm sure he goes, you know what? Bygones be bygones. I'm happy to be here. It was rough to get it done, but we got it done. And that's really all that matters. So I think at the end of the day, that's the way I'm looking at it. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future and what Jalen Johnson's status with the Bears is going to be like going into free agency. I mean, if we tag him, is he going to say, all right, now I'm sitting out? If we tag him, is he going to be upset about that? Because I believe we can tag him twice, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me. But that's really my big thing. Question number one, what does that mean for Jalen Johnson's mentality? Obviously, he played against the New Orleans Saints. He had no issues. You know, he's still showing up. He's still doing his thing. Justin Jefferson is in a very similar situation, although he is hurt. But he, you know, he's betting on himself in a contract year. Jonathan Taylor came back after injury and is betting on himself in a contract year. You know, even after requesting a trade, he still said, you know what, I'm going to show up and I'm going to work, despite everything the front office said about him during that whole offseason, because that was just insanely inappropriate. But yeah, man, it's interesting. It is very interesting to see what's going to happen. But I want to pose this question to you right here. You know, a lot of people talk about how easy it is to win it. Not easy. How likely it is to win a championship when you have a quarterback on a relatively cheap or rookie contract. We've seen individuals make it to the Super Bowl like Jalen Hurts, like Patrick Mahomes. We've seen it happen time and time again because you're able to use that rookie deal and bring in so much more talent around him. We've seen what's happened with the Kansas City Chiefs since paying Patrick Mahomes. You lose Tyreek Hill, you lose Sammy Watkins, you lose key defensive players. You almost lost Christian Jones. I mean, yes, and what happens when Travis Kelce's contract expires? I imagine they worked that deal out so they could stay together in Arrowhead, but they never ruled out. It's why Tom Brady always took a relatively cheap deal, because he wanted the roster around him to be great. Seven championships later, makes sense. But we haven't seen guys like Aaron Rodgers get to the promised land. We haven't seen guys who are top paid athletes like the Cowboys get to the promised land. Why is that? I think a big part of that is due to the quarterback taking up, I would say, 35% of the entire salary cap. I mean, that's just what it is. That's just the reality of the situation. So the question I'm asking is, with Justin Fields going into a contract year next year, does Montez Sweat impact the thought process this year in the NFL draft in 2024 on what Ryan Poles wants to do? Because we all know Justin Fields isn't going to command the most money. Well, there's three things I'm thinking right now. One, does Justin Fields even want to be here? Two, what is he worth if he does? And three, is it even worth it? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to hire a new head coach, if you're going to hire a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator, and then obviously you have a GM that didn't draft him either, you know, would you rather just start fresh? And I think that's there's so many different conversations. But with Montez Sweat getting that contract, I look at that and I go, all right, well, what does that mean for Fields? What is the thought process? What are we doing? And how are we going to continue to improve? It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting for sure. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be one of those situations to where we have to play it by ear up until the very end. As of right now, if I'm not mistaken, the Arizona Cardinals have the number one overall pick, but the Bears still have two top five picks thanks to the Carolina Panthers and themselves. They're duking it out tomorrow night, which will be interesting. Tyson Bagent versus Bryce Young. Not excited about that. And the funniest part is we didn't get the right guy for either. Seems like C.J. Stroud was the clear-cut QB1, number one overall pick. And we talked about that. I said that. I said, listen, C.J. looks like the best quarterback in this draft, without question. Bryce Young, for me, especially under Nick Saban at a prestigious school like Alabama, just didn't have the amount of success that I thought he would. And that's one of the biggest things for me is, like, if you're not having major success in college, I can't really look at you and say that you're the next guy. You know what I mean? Like, he won the games he needed to, but he definitely lost a lot more meaningful games than he won. And that was one of my biggest things. Where C.J. Stroud, I'm going to go out on a limb and say if Marvin Harrison Jr. plays in Jackson Smith and Jigba, if they're available against Georgia, I think we're having a conversation that Ohio State wins a national championship last year. That's just my personal opinion. I truly do believe that. Anybody, anything other than TCU. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, we're looking at this year's draft class and we're putting a lot of question marks on a lot of guys' mentalities, a lot of guys' leadership capabilities, a lot of guys' overall talent, guys like Caleb Williams, Drake May. You know, Drake May coming from UNC. The last time the Bears took a quarterback from UNC, it was Mitch Trubisky. Do you really want to do that again? Now, obviously, someone who's come after him is Sam Howell, which is a lot better than Mitch, but is it top 10 quarterback in the league? You know what I mean? And they just don't – they haven't had the history of producing and developing the best talent and also playing against the best talent. And I think that's definitely a concern when you come into the NFL is who have you faced? I think that's why C.J. Stroud is just absolutely dominating right now because he's been in a situation to where, hey, I've learned, I've developed, I've sat in some – pretty good quarterback rooms before alongside guys like Justin Fields. Honestly, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I really do. But with that being said, you know, Montez Sweat getting this deal and the Bears play the New Orleans Saints. Like I said earlier, 8 penalties, many due to the offensive line versus 1 against the Saints and 0 sacks on the day. Now there was no Tremaine Edmonds, but there was Yannick Ngakoue, DeMarcus Walker, and then Montrez Sweat. Still have Andrew Billings as well, who just got extended as well. The Bears this season have had a top 3, top 5 stopping the run defense, which has been really cool. Didn't see that coming. Javon Dexter, Zach Pickens, guys like that, Billings. They've been doing their job. But no sacks. It's just frustrating. Jack Sanborn. You know, you have T.J. Edwards. You know, you got some dogs, man. And that's probably one of the more frustrating parts of it all is, like, you know how good this team could potentially be. And you bring in a defensive-minded guy who is viewed as having a top-10 defense every single year in Indianapolis, and it has just not been that. It has just not been that. And on top of that, 2 of his coaches that he's hired have been fired due to HR reasons. And to me, in my personal opinion, that is a fireable offense. You know, you are hiring these guys, you are putting these staffs together, and they are, it's basically like being a manager and everybody you're hiring is a piece of shit or horrible at their job. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, horrible at your job. Luke Getsy's horrible at his job. So, you know, there's a lot of things wrong and not a lot of things right with this team, but nonetheless, Montez Sweat, 4-year, $98 million deal. I'm just happy we have another generational pass, not generational. We have another astound pass rusher in this facility. Yannick, I love Yannick, but the reality with Yannick is he goes to a different team every other year. So I'm not, you know, I don't know what the long term looks like for him. Maybe he loves Chicago. Maybe he's fallen in love with it here. But I'm not going to put that, you know, I'm not going to put that in the bank and run with it. But, you know, with that being said, man, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. This is a very shorter one. We're just talking about the contract as a whole, what it means and how it could potentially affect other things like Jalen Johnson, the quarterback situation and the offensive line. But until then, I'm going to check you guys out in the next one. Tomorrow night, we're going to be going live on TikTok. Make sure you hit that follow button. We're going to be going live at theshy.kid talking about the Bears pregame, postgame, halftime. We're going to be talking it all, making videos throughout everything. You can also follow me on Instagram at theshy.kid. Tonight, I will be doing a show with my brother from another mother, Rob Scott of Rob's 2 Cents, and I will be live on YouTube, Spotify, and on Facebook. Make sure you go on Facebook. You can find me at Mike Hughes or him at Rob Scott. We are promoting the Welcome to Mars Facebook page. Please give it a like. Please give it a follow. We are trying to make this thing go. We love it. I'm so invested in this. It's probably my favorite podcast I've ever done. No disrespect to Mike on the mic, but Man, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking some NBA. We're going to be talking some Bears. We're going to be talking some Cubs. So a little bit of everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. Some WNBA, some women's basketball, some men's basketball, college hoops. It's going to be interesting. It is going to be interesting for sure. So with that being said, I appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you follow Welcome to Mars podcast on Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook. Until then, I'll check you guys out on the next one. This is Mike Hughes from Mike on the Mic. Peace.